I would like to welcome you to this new audio file with me, Solarian. This audio file is called The Hypnotic Castle. This is a guided imagery session, so please have fun, and let's start. Now, I want you to simply relax. Be sitting down, or lying down, depending on what you want. This is gonna be a journey into my world, into my land. I want you to close your eyes and simply breathe in and out, slowly and casually, and just following the sound of my voice, going down and relaxing, breathing, falling, dropping. And each second that passes, you feel yourself going down deeper, just going down into this wonderful state of relaxation and openness to my voice. And we're gonna go and just imagine starting listening to this sound in the background, the ticks and tocks. Tick-tock, down it goes. And each ticks and tock that passes make you go even deeper. And soon, you're gonna be completely in trance, going down, down into nothingness. I want you to just imagine floating there, floating in total darkness, when suddenly you start hearing the ticks and tocks even better, more distinctly. You just follow and let my voice describe what you see. What you see is a corridor, long corridor, with tiles and pillars made of strange clocks that goes tick, tock, tick, tock. And every second that passes is completely and utterly relaxed. Now, your soul, a unique desire is to follow this path, this corridor, and it goes and goes. And each step you take, you're hearing tick, tock, tick, tock from all the clocks around you. And they're so perfectly synchronized that it's like they're all one clock. You also look around the corridor and you see those wooden clocks, but also they have golden decoration on the walls, and the windows are draped with beautiful dark red velvet curtains, and everything seems so calm and relaxed. Strangely, the more you get further in this corridor, well, you start hearing strange calm down. You hear in your mind the count of one, and you feel yourself needing to go further and further in this corridor, and suddenly you hear the number two, and your mind just start to go even deeper, and three, more and more relaxed. Four, you just go further down each step you take down the corridor. Five, you're almost there. You start seeing a door. Six, looking at the door. And seven, you just feel the urge of going through this door, but you don't know why yet. You still hear the ticks and tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. And each second that pass, you just hear the ticks and tocks, tick, tock, tick, tock. And now you're standing in front of the door, looking at the decoration on the door. It's really strange. There's like engraving of spirals, strange language that you're not entirely sure what it is, but it's appealing to you. It's beautiful and at the same time mysterious. And now, as the seconds pass, you decide to put your hands on the door. And you know at the moment where you're gonna open this door, you will have fully and entirely enter this world, enter this castle, enter what's about to happen. And you feel this desire, this deep desire to open the door. Opening the door. And now completely asleep. Completely in trance and in the castle. Completely and utterly. Now, in this room you're coming in, it's a large throne room with black and white tiles. The ceiling is 12 foot tall, maybe even higher than that, maybe even 20, 30. You're not sure. But suddenly, you look around and you see a throne on the other side. On top of the throne, on the wall, there's a portrait of a woman. Beautiful and intriguing at the same time to you. Not sure why, but she feels familiar. You don't know why. You've never seen her before, but you have this strange feeling about her. Then you enter further in the throne room, and at your left you see there's a balcony giving up into the sea. And you see up in the sky the birds, the seagull. You're hearing their sounds and screams, and you can see in the distance, you can see the sea as far as the eye can see. And at the same time, you're wondering, where am I? I'm here, but I'm not here at the same time. You're not sure. You don't know where this place is, if it's even here or if it's somewhere else. But that doesn't matter. All you know is you're here. Here in this castle where times seem to be passing with each tick and tock. Tick, tock. And each time you hear the ticks and tocks, you feel going a bit deeper, even now. While you're about midways into the room, you hear some steps behind you. You turn around. And there she is. A woman. Dressed beautifully. A dress seems out of time, out of place, but it is a beauty to be seen. In her eyes, looking deep inside yours, for some reason, you look into her eyes and you completely and utterly stand still. Cannot move, cannot think. Only completely fascinated by her gaze. She smiles at you. And then she goes back into the corridor. You lose sight of her. You only have one desire at this second. Where is she going? Why is she going? What should I do? Should I continue? Should I follow her? All those questions goes into your mind. And yet the answer seems completely and utterly natural. Of course you will follow her. Why would you not? What do you have to lose? You only have your mind and yourself, and you need to know where you are, but you're fascinated. So, you go back through the door, and you see her in the distance. But suddenly the corridor is not the same. There's still the clocks going. Tick, tuck, tick, tuck, in your mind and in the room. And you can the corridor has changed. The colors have changed. The walls are not the same. And there's portraits of her along the wall. And then you advance in the corridor towards her position, and you see her entering a room in the distance. You're walking and walking. What seems to seem an eternity for you, but it's actually been just a couple of seconds. And then you get to the door, and you get into the room. The room is a large room painted in red colors. And there's a huge portrait in the back of the room that makes the whole wall and as high as the ceiling is and as wide as this room is. And it's actually a beautiful painting of a garden. The garden on the picture seems so peaceful. And you see the lady of the castle just standing there beside the painting, smiling. And she's actually pointing a chair in the middle of the room, who's actually a kind of long chair. The one you see in movies and you know, the type that we use in medieval tents. So, without any reason why, you just decide to sit down in a chair. Relaxing more and more, and feeling your mind going dizzier by the second, being more and more deep, the more and more relaxed. And each second that's passed, the more relaxed and the more deep you go. And for some reason you keep following the lady, and looking into her gaze. And for some reason, you're inside, outside, and everywhere. And you don't know why, you don't know where you are, and you don't know if you're in the room. You don't know if you're behind the room or in front of it. All you know is you're sitting and watching her gaze. And each second that passes makes you go deeper. And suddenly, you close your eyes. And when you open them, and the sound of the ticks and the talks has completely vanished. The only sound you hear are those of birds in the wind, in the branch, and you see those magnificent flower bushes all around you. Some of them are so tall, they look almost like they're making walls. Walls that have been looking to go in left, right, in front of you. Back where you came from, or where you think you came from. But your mind is just amazed at what it sees. For a second you were sure you were in a castle, but right now, you know you weren't. You were just in a garden, walking around. And you're now in this maze. Anyway, what looks like a maze. And you decide to explore it. Taking one step, two step, three step deeper into the garden. And you walk and you see up in the air, beautiful sun, the clouds, the birds flying around, some butterfly flying around your head. Like there's nothing wrong. Just walking, and then you arrive in a big clearing area. Or there's a small pond, some ducks on it, and some other type of birds, all colors, just floating around. And of course, you see a veranda with a long chair. For some reason, this looks sickly familiar. You're not sure why, but it just is. You feel safe and warm. And you seem to be alone, but at the same time, there's a presence with you, comforting you, being there for you. And you decide to just lie down in a long chair, down under the sun, relaxing, without any care in the world. The world around you seems to fade away. Then you just hear a voice in the background. The voice of the lady of the castle. You don't know why, but you just want to relax and let go and just go deep. And now you will listen to me very carefully. I'm leaving you this suggestion. When you're gonna wake up from this trance, you're gonna feel relaxed, at peace, intrigued, left with the memory of these eyes, left with the memory of this place. Relax. And at any moment that you want to come back here, you'll be able to. You'll be able to just close your eyes. Imagine sitting down in a chair in the room with the painting, just observing the garden, and then be teleported back here in the maze of the garden. You went one way. Who knows what else there is in this garden? Who knows what else is in the garden of the castle? Or even what is in the castle? What is hiding in the depths? What is the true purpose of this place? I will left you with this memory. And this thinking of this place. Will slowly come back up, counting from 10, going back through the painting, 9, waking up from the chair, 8, standing up and going back in the corridor, that seems to be back to normal, 6, you're starting to wake up and walking to the back of the hall, 5, more and more awake. At 4, your eyes starting to open and happened. 3, more and more awake, and 2, eyes open, and 1, you're completely and now awake. Well, I hope you enjoyed this recording. This is a try, and feel free to leave me comments, positive or negative. I'll be more than happy to have them, and I hope you have a good time, and I'm gonna be trying to make more of these. Thank you very much, and this was Hypnotic Castle by Solarian.